Well, the fact that they held a mini summit means that it affected only some of the countries. To be accurate, it was on the security situation in Liberia and Cote d'Ivoire. The two countries are still emerging out of conflict, if you remember. And especially also because Liberia is scheduled to hold elections, and yet you have the situation in which a lot of mercenaries that were recruited by the former President Gbagbo in Cote d'Ivoire and issued arms, and who returned with their arms to Liberia, are still in possession of arms and are still a threat to the holding of free, fair, and credible elections. And so the 6 out of the 15 heads of state got together to look at the situation, and they have prescribed that ECOWAS should cooperate even closer with the United Nations in securing the safety of Liberia, particularly during the election period. United Nations, because a few weeks ago, the Security Council adopted a resolution in which it has instructed peacekeepers in both countries to help the two countries restoring security. The leaders do not think that this is enough, and so they have authorized their leaders to have a meeting with the UN Secretary General sometime this week in order to request for more technical assistance and greater cooperation between the United Nations and ECOWAS. This was what the mini summit was about.
President Gbagbo, the heads of state also advised that there should be the chiefs of defense staff and chief of police at member states in Monrovia should meet on Tuesday to assess the security threat in the area. Do you think they will have ample time to really assess the situation ahead of the election?
Absolutely, because they have been doing this all along. And for the special purpose of talking to the UN, they need to update the information that they have, their knowledge of the area of responsibility, which is primarily in Liberia and along the common border with Cote d'Ivoire. And so the 6 chiefs of defense staff and chiefs of police will be meeting on Tuesday in Monrovia in order to update their information and assess the threat to the electoral process, and then report to the heads of state so that they can make specific requests to the United Nations Secretary General.
President Gbagbo, the heads of state also reiterated ECOWAS will not tolerate any act of incitement whatsoever in the election or the refusal of the outcome of elections if they are free and fair. Some people are saying that these strong words are unjustified. What do you think?
They are entitled to their opinion, but those who are responsible for the leadership of this region of Africa know very well what threats there can be to the electoral process in countries like Liberia, when there is a lot of incitement from contenders and their followers, and an attempt to derail the whole process. And as for refusal to accept the outcome, this unfortunately is tending to become a habit. And that's why the heads reacted so strongly. It wasn't too long ago that we saw President Gbagbo refusing to accept the outcome of the elections in Cote d'Ivoire. And this might be attractive to other losers. That's what they are referring to. However, there is an appeal to all of them to accept the result of the ballot box. In other words, that once the elections are free, fair, and credible, that the outcome should be accepted by all sides so that we don't have to go through the problems that we saw in Cote d'Ivoire not too long ago.
How involved will ECOWAS be, especially in the upcoming elections in Liberia, to ensure a credible vote?
Yes, we're going to be very much involved. As you probably are aware, we have a protocol on good governance in the ECOWAS, and this protocol requests the ECOWAS Commission, which I am head of, to observe all presidential elections. And so we are going to field a team of observers throughout the whole of Liberia to ensure that the right things are done. We have also given some assistance to the Electoral Commission to improve on its capacity to deliver free and fair elections. And I am this week sending a team of fact finders to Liberia to consult all stakeholders and ensure that the election or the electoral process would be properly conducted in accordance with the rule of law standards. And so, yes, ECOWAS is very much involved. ECOWAS is not on any side. ECOWAS is on the side of the Liberian people. It will ensure that free and fair elections are held and that whatever comes out as the result of a free, fair, and credible elections can be accepted by all parties.
What would be your message to residents near the borders of Liberia and Cote d'Ivoire, especially ahead of this upcoming election in Liberia?
Well, my message is simple, that West Africa has tried all forms of governance and are now satisfied that democratic process through the holding of free, fair, and credible elections is the way forward. And therefore, as Liberia moves closer to the holding of elections, which are scheduled for the 11th of October, that all Liberians and all residents of that country would cooperate in making the environment peaceful, making the environment fair to all, and ensure that the elections are held in the best of conditions so that we can, as a West African democratic space, boast that we have held free, fair, and credible elections.